Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
And last night, watching on CBS the vice presidential debate, there was about an hour before that they had assembled their correspondents, Major Garrett and all, before they turned it over to anchorwoman Nora O'Donnell and Margaret Brennan, who host Face the Nation. And lo and behold, they say, let's go to Pittsburgh and CBS and John Delano. And John joins us. Just getting up and shaking off the national spotlight shined on him. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Good to be with you and all your listeners.
I guess it made perfect sense that CBS would come to you to talk about the importance of our state, first and foremost, of Pennsylvania. Plus, you had a exclusive one-on-one with Kamala Harris. So how did all this come together?
Well, as you know, I'm pretty aggressive in going after interviews, and I've been working on trying to get Vice President Harris to do a local interview for months, or weeks, I should say, because I guess it's only been a few months since she's been a candidate. But I had interviewed her once before in 2021, shortly after she became vice president. And so I just kept pressing again and again and again. And finally, it surprised me a little bit that they gave me that interview the same day of the debate, but it allowed me to ask at least, well, in this case, two nationally related questions. One, of course, was the war in the Mideast and the involvement of the U.S. And the second question was the vice presidential debate. What was her advice to Governor Walz? And so, and then I went on to ask about some Pittsburgh issues that we're going to run some stories on KDK TV later today. But the bottom line is, when she said yes, of course I said yes, let's do it. And CBS was aware of that. CBS had already booked me to go on their national pre-debate coverage story. And I think it's because they understand, like most political pundits understand, that as Pennsylvania goes, so goes the nation with respect to this, to the battle for the White House. And I've been saying that, as you know, on your show and others for a long time. And in fact, in the lead up to introducing me, they had both their pollster, Anthony Silvanto, and Major Garrett talking in different ways about how Pennsylvania is key. More visits by these presidential and vice presidential candidates than any state in the nation is Pennsylvania. And of course, Silvanto, looking at polls and looking at the Electoral College map, pointed out that basically whoever wins Pennsylvania wins the White House. And so I was able to go on and describe how different the state is from east to west, and particularly relevant for this vice presidential debate. The two candidates running for vice president are both Midwesterners, Ohio and Minnesota. And I suggested to the national audience that Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, we're more like the Midwest than we are the East Coast, you know, New York, Washington, Philadelphia, Boston, that belt, the old Amtrak line, the Metro line that runs up and down the coast. We're not like those folks. We're kind of our own unique brand, more Midwestern than East Coast. And they kind of like they like me using the map to do that. So that's how it all happened.
Well, congratulations, John, on getting a great interview. One thing that I would like you to comment on, if you could, in greater detail about the Pittsburgh issues. You tried to pin the vice president down on her U.S. Steel position, and she gave an interesting answer to your question about whether if this deal falls through, what kind of support will there be coming from a Harris administration should she be elected?
Yeah, it's a very fair question. Thank you for asking that. What I did with, and I'll do it with President Trump if I get another chance to talk to him, both former President Trump and Vice President Harris and President Biden have said they're going to kill this deal. That is, that they will keep Nippon Steel from purchasing U.S. Steel. But the problem here is that U.S. Steel is saying that they need the $1.5 billion that's coming from Nippon Steel in order to modernize their facilities in the Mon Valley. And if they don't get that money, they may have to close the Mon Works. And at the same time, they suggest they might move their headquarters out of Pittsburgh. So the question to Donald Trump and to Kamala Harris is, all right, suppose you kill the deal, what are you going to do to save jobs in Pittsburgh? And that was my basic question to Kamala Harris. I will ask the same question to Donald Trump if I have the opportunity. And, you know, it might have taken her a little bit by surprise, but she certainly focused on the fact that she was committed to jobs in this region. I was trying to pin her down on whether or not the federal government would give the same amount of money to Pittsburgh and the U.S. Steel operations as Nippon Steel. And, of course, I don't think there's any way that's going to happen. So it's an interesting question to ask, and I can't say that it was answered. It hasn't really been answered by Donald Trump. Kamala Harris made an effort to answer it, but I think there's more follow-up to come on that issue.
And we'll look forward to more of your one-on-one with Kamala Harris starting at 4 this afternoon on KDK TV. John, I appreciate you jumping on with us short notice, but now that you're an international star on CBS, you're just going to have to deal with it.
You know, Larry, I feel a star for being on your show as much as I am. So please, you don't need to suck up.
All right, John. Thank you, brother.
Good appreciate
it. Good
to be with you guys. Have a great morning, everybody.
KDK TV's John Delano.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.